The Music X series begins Sunday, September 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Comstock Recital Hall with an all Beethoven recital. It features pianist Roar Buran with my guest, violinist Patrick Rafferty. Patrick, thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
Very interesting program. As you pointed out when we were talking early, most of these are early works by Beethoven.
Right. Well, there are three works on the program that don't even have an opus number. They're so early. So, and you hardly ever hear them, but they're very charming little pieces, and they're kind of fun to hear. These German dances, the six German dances, are very, very short. We could probably play through all of them in under 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are like 30 seconds long or so, but they're very charming and kind of fun. And the variations without opus, the variations on a theme from the Marriage of Figaro, really wonderful set of variations, a short piece about 5 minutes long, and really very inventive and a lot of fun to listen to.
It's something I hadn't even been familiar with. I was very familiar with the variations he did on Mozart for cello and piano, but not for violin.
Right. You know, I'm not 100% sure this is a different piece, but I think it is, because this is an original, not an arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
It's an original piece for violin and piano.
Well, cello and piano was about 10 minutes long, so
right.
this is shorter.
Right, this would be not that long. Yeah.
Hmm. So how did Beethoven treat the violin in these early pieces as opposed to piano?
I have a lot less to do. I'm sort of accompanying the piano on these three little pieces. And, you know, Dror has most of the action. Although the German dances are fairly simple little tunes, so there's not a whole lot for either one of us to do. They're very straightforward, melodic, spirited little dances there. But the later works, like the final work on the program, which is some people would say that's the greatest violin sonata ever written. It's a very mature work, Opus 47, Kreutzer Sonata. That gives me plenty to do. It's a very virtuoso violin part as well as a virtuoso piano part. Of course, the piano always has more to do than the violin in a sonata, just because they have two hands to make notes, to play notes with.
Mm-hmm. But as far as the balance between the instruments, where do you see a shift in becoming more equal partners?
Well, I think even in the first sonata, which opens the program, it's pretty even. It's not like the Mozart sonatas. In Mozart, it's decidedly, the early pieces in Mozart are decidedly piano pieces, and the violin is just doing commentary here and there or filling in harmony. And by the end of the Mozart cycle, sonata cycle, it's becoming a lot more equal. But by the time you get to Beethoven, the violin part is already very substantial in the first sonata.
Well, do you know why this selection of music of Beethoven was picked? Why these particular pieces?
Well, one reason is that we wanted to do something that is a little bit off the beaten track, and that's why we're doing these three sort of unknown, without opus pieces. The other ones, they're sort of bookends in Beethoven's output, although it's the ninth, it's the first sonata and the ninth sonata. He did write one later sonata, the tenth sonata, which is actually in the late period of Beethoven, but not quite as, I guess you could call it almost a blockbuster, the Kreutzer Sonata. Mm-hmm. So we sort of, if you're going to do an all Beethoven program, you kind of need to do the Kreutzer Sonata. It's just that kind of a piece.
When approaching the violin, did Beethoven have a learning curve throughout his career as a composer? Is there a part where you point in his repertoire that you see him really writing well for the violin, or did he do that throughout his career?
Well, Beethoven did play the violin, not as much as he played the piano. So he had a good understanding of how the violin works. So there's nothing really insanely unidiomatic that he wrote for the violin. So it all works, and it actually gets more demanding as he matures in his composing style. So it gets more and more virtuosic. I guess it gets more brave as he gets older.
Perhaps were any of his works written for the skills of a certain performer that he knew? Did he ever have to compose down for a performer, or was he the composition's the thing?
I think he was pretty uncompromising in what he wrote. He did dedicate this Ninth Sonata to a specific person. That's why it's named Kreutzer, because it was dedicated to the famous violin virtuoso Rudolf Kreutzer. He was very famous as a performer in those days, and violinists know his name because there's a very famous book of studies that he wrote that all violinists have to drudge through in order to get to a certain level of playing.
How satisfying is it to be able to do a program like this with Dror, and a series that's relatively new, but it's in a beautiful setting? The Comstock Hall is such a great sound.
Oh, yeah, it's great. We're so lucky here in Louisville to have a great smaller concert hall like Comstock. And, of course, we're also lucky to have Dror around because he's such a great artist and a great colleague, and it's a great experience playing with him, and can't ask for better music to play than what we have here.
Well, Patrick Rafferty, thank you very much. We look forward to the concert with Dror Baran on Sunday, September 22nd, 3 p.m. at Comstock Concert Hall. It's an all-Beethoven program as part of Music X series. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.